Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the rule providing for consideration of the College Student Relief Act. This bill is good for students, it's good for the budget, and it's deserving of our support. This bill will help make college more affordable to students who need it most by cutting the interest rate in half on subsidized student loans. College costs, as we all know, have risen dramatically. In the last 5 years, the cost of attending a four-year public college increased $3,095, or by 34%. Interest rates that students pay on college loans have also risen this year to a fixed rate of 6.8%. This combination of factors makes attending college more expensive, if not impossible, for some of today's high school students. This bill, the bill before us, takes a long first step toward making college more affordable. Each year, it cuts the interest rate that undergraduates will pay on their subsidized student loans until that rate is cut in half to 3.4% in the year 2011. At the same time, the bill we have before us will save the federal government by reducing the deficit by a significant sum. That's why this bill meets all of the tests laid down by the pay-as-you-go rule, which the House adopted on January the 5th. That rule requires that direct spending or mandatory spending be budget neutral or deficit neutral over 6 years, 2007 through 2012, and over 11 years as well, 2007 through 2017, which is as far out as our cost estimates run. This bill is more than deficit neutral or budget neutral because it actually reduces the deficits in most years, saving $1.5 billion in 2007, $65 million over 6 years, and a total of $7.1 billion over the next 11 years, 2007 through 2017. So overall, this bill helps students get a good college education while helping us reduce the deficit. It meets the requirements of PAYGO. It's a bill and a rule that deserve our support, and I would urge every member on both sides to vote for this bill and vote for the rule that enables it to come to the floor. I yield back the balance of my time.